guys, welcome to the Years in Between
with me, Loretta Maria,
and me, Cindy Joey.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the Years in Between.
Before we get started, guys, I just want to remind you all to like, share, and subscribe on our videos, especially this one. Not to say this one special in particular, but since you're here, you might as well.
Yeah, and the Instagram at
Years in Between,
and the TikTok at
Years in Between Pod,
and your Cinta at
Years in Between Joey X.
And me at Loretta Maria underscore. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Yeah, let's get into it. Okay.
You hit the jackpot.
That's not normal.
Because you're here. You hit the jackpot. I'm confused. Thank God that you have, like, YouTube and stuff that you can watch and interact with other people. Blah, blah. I hope you feel like you've met us already if you've not met us before.
Welcome if it's your first time. I hope you're having a lovely Sunday, or you've had a lovely Sunday.
For a good week.
Yeah, setting good pace. Was it a good setting a good pace to the week, or setting yourself up how you mean to go?
Yeah, that
type stuff. So,
but yeah.
How have you lot been handling this heat wave if you're in the UK?
Yeah, same.
Guys, same. If you remember, if you watched the visual, I had lashes last week.
Oh yeah, and they're off now. What happened, girl?
Hay fever.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Finish her me. Eyes were like so red.
I was insert a picture of my eyes looked like the other day. Ah. If you're listening, go onto the YouTube video and look at it, because guys, it just happened unprovoked. I was going to bed and
so
then
random.
An overwhelming sense of burning happened. Keep in mind, I do suffer really badly with hay fever. Also, guys, my
incredible, lovely sister,
returning guest,
my cousin. In fact, she just bonded us for 10 minutes to watch how big our foyers are.
Guys, our foyers that big looks inside. She's not doing that. PSA, guys, sorry, you'll hear the fan in the background. It's hot as you know. Here in London, so we need the fan going. You're probably going to hear it in the background, but you know, we can't.
We start from somewhere.
See mics.
Coming soon. Sure, you should near you.
Exactly. Anyway, YJ, Isinta, Joey, how are you? How's your week been? How's life been treating you?
It's been alright. Just alright. It's been alright.
But anything
just alright. No.
Anything significant, like, that you want to mention or touch on
this week? So I went back to church on Sunday. Yeah. Even though I was away for like literally 5 days, but to watch church online is not the same as being in person.
It's a whole experience.
It's a whole experience.
All the senses are involved.
Yes. So yeah, I guess that was the most significant thing. Wait, yeah, because of Saturday, I literally just slept most of the day. I went to bowl with my brother and his friends and my brothers. It was like cool. I literally got 3 strikes, which is good.
And yeah, cool.
Who's that? Do you want to say how your week was?
Did you not finish your week?
I said alright.
Yes. Oh, I really want to go and watch Lilo and Stitch in the cinema.
Oh my
the live
gosh,
action.
Me
too. Should we go together? But later on this week, I'm going to the beach with some of the cousins, and I'm looking forward to that, which is gonna be exciting. Listen, how was your week?
Mine was good. Let me check my calendar.
Chill, babe.
Because
I also bought a thing to the Afro Swing that you said about.
What Afro Swing?
Coco.
What?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Guys.
The one that you sent. Coco.
Oh yes. Okay. So it's Afro Swing. I call it Afro House. It's like house music, but it's just got an African twist on it. And you know
like
the guy that literally kind of like Nando's, yeah. You know the guy that sang this song. Yeah, but he has like other songs.
Oh, really?
But it sounds. Oh, you know them.
Yeah.
You like them or not? Actually.
Yeah. Like,
wait. But do you go to concerts like that though?
No.
Okay. First, it's gonna be like Coco's a converted.
Oh.
Have you been to it before?
No.
It's a converted like theater.
But
it's been there for a time. Anyway, yeah, and we're gonna go see one of the DJs.
Oh, nice.
And I'm so like.
Where is this?
July.
End of the month. Oh, end of nice. Next month. Yeah, yeah.
That's exciting.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
Oh, also, my friend's coming next month. From where she is, she doesn't live in this country, and she's coming to visit again, and I'm going to see her. I'm so excited. One of my best friends. And yeah,
not me, guys.
It's cute. Are you here? The way you're smiling, you this girl.
But yeah.
Anyway, the rest of your week.
Oh, okay. So, what did I do? So yeah, last week, caught up with some friends.
What did you guys do?
I just worked from her house. Desiree, the one with the dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to see her. They're redoing the kitchen. And it looks insane.
Wow.
And you know, it's them ones where
Coco, I love you.
Like, I love seeing just like black older women doing things and just being happy. So the mum's like doing that, and she just gets so giddy when she goes into her kitchen.
Oh, it is, we like that then.
Oh, it's so wholesome.
I think that's success.
Listen, I look at her and I'm like, you spent half the year in the Caribbean, you've come back, spent a week, like 2 weeks in Hong Kong, you've come back, and
she retired.
No, she's not even 60 yet, she's working. Like, she is in her prime. So yeah, so now she's redoing her kitchen. Oh yes, I did some cooking with my friends. We did like fried chicken, but used like these Jamaican seasoning in the powder. Oh, it was so good. Like, I was shocked.
Jamaicans can cook.
Literally.
Our cousin went to put that in music. She loved it.
How was just Carnival in Paris though? Yeah,
it looked like it.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
It literally is a music party, like, so it makes
a packet of sardines.
Can I get in? Can I come out? Mama.
Naruto has questions for us.
Very random. Would you rather questions that I saw on socials that I wanted to ask you?
Throw them. Listen.
They're literally two questions. It's nothing too crazy. The girl, I'll put up what, like, her Instagram is keeping up with Kyra _1.
And the she cooking has, like, girl.
Not cooking with Kyra. Oh. Not cooking with Kyla.
Oh.
Tyra, I don't know.
There's a lot of Kai's, Kyra.
This one's Kyra. British. That girl's American. But yeah, Wyla. So she was saying, would you rather have wet socks that you can only take off at like 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. or always have like the popcorn bits in your teeth?
Wet
socks. Wet socks for me too.
Well, I can't do no. I don't lie at my feet wet.
No.
But would you rather have the popcorn bits in your teeth and you're like, and then people see that and they're like, ugh, dirty.
I'll be like constantly, oh sorry, I ate popcorn earlier.
But every time someone sees you, it's as if like what, you work with them all the time, popcorn in your teeth.
Am
every
I having
day.
Popcorn in my teeth until 10 p.m.
Yeah, both of them till 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah, and popcorn in my teeth.
I don't know, I should put
teeth in, yeah, because I can numb the popcorn.
Maybe,
teeth in my
yeah.
Teeth
yeah.
You can only wear wet socks, so every day you have to wear trainers, and your socks have to be wet, and every you can only take them off at 10 p.m. at night. So once you wake up, you have to obviously get ready and put the wet socks on. Or it feels like, you know, the popcorn things and they get stuck in your teeth. It feels like that's always in your teeth every always. Day of your life. Which one?
The popcorn. I can't do wet socks.
So. As in, you can relieve yourself of the wet socks at 10 p.m.
I can't do wet socks.
So even when you're sleeping, rub your
I'll
your
brush
tongue.
Hard. I can't do
but
wet socks.
But they're not coming out. They're still dead air.
I can't. She said, you think, you feel as if it's there. So I'll train my mind and tell myself it's not there. If it's for the rest of my life.
When you look in the mirror, it's there.
No,
you
she
take
said,
pictures, you smile, can't smile. You don't know.
My smile without my teeth is fine.
Brilliant. Okay, fairs. Which would you rather, sweaty armpits or bad breath?
Sweaty armpits.
Yeah. But it's like sweat everywhere. So let me just pray for you.
Hey guys, would you rather sweaty armpits? Yeah, for the rest of your life. So anything you wear, you sweat. And it's wet patches, anything's top, dress, jumper, shirt, uniform, anything you're wearing is sweaty. Or bad breath, like your breath's.
Sweaty armpits. Like, I basically experienced that when I was walking here.
But like, huge patches.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'd rather sweaty armpits. Sorry, bad breath.
Yeah,
is like,
I can't do bad breath.
It's offensive to me breath. And offensive yeah. to others. Like, everyone's getting offended.
Would you rather plaque on your teeth, yeah, or your nail bed so brown, so dirty that every time you wash it, it doesn't come off? Anytime you wash it, like, what would you rather?
Plaque, because I feel like plaque, you can only see it when you come up close. But nails, anytime you put your hand down,
listen to me.
Plaque on your teeth or brown nails forever? Like brown, dirty nails.
Brown nails. Girls even get the henna thing to make it look brown.
That looks fine.
No,
yeah. Dirty is like dirty looking nails. Like you've got.
But plaque in my. I'm telling you, nothing is going to be in my mouth. Plaque. Do you understand that? That can literally lead to diseases. But let me have a brown nail. Cool. I'll just fling it off.
No, you can't. I can't.
It's
And then first, I'll paint over it and forget about
you
it.
You can't.
No, I will, but black, like...
And a smelly tube.
And an Aberbarium.
That's fine. And you think black is not smelly?
Yeah, black's smelly.
Have you not hit veneer teeth because the plaque build up?
Oh, stop, Sasha makes me sick.
Oh, have you guys got a tonsil before?
Can we stop? Can we stop? It's making me unwell. No, you're actually making me unwell.
As you guys may know or not know, we have stopped reading open water. So yeah, we're not reading the book at the moment, but that will resume very quickly once
with
we,
a new book, yeah.
Yeah, with a new book. So yeah. Today's topic is actually about friendship / loneliness.
So, I'm actually really uncomfortable from that conversation. I feel like I'm gonna vomit.
But I can't share my experience.
No.
How have you navigated your friendship dynamics from changing from secondary school to uni to adulthood? Has there been a change? Like,
I've sort of just gone with the flow, really. Like, my closest friends I've had for like years, like my oldest friend I've had since I was like 3 or 4, and then the others I've had from like teenage years that I've like kept close to this point, whereas like other people that I met like along the way, like I'm still, I guess, still friends with them, but it's not like as strong as it was per se, like when we were in school. Mm-hmm. And we were like constantly in each other's presence.
Yeah, school really like helps glue friendships.
Yeah.
Because when you leave school and it's like it's up to your personal efforts to maintain that friendship, yeah, school really did that.
And the thing is, what's crazy, I wouldn't say that it was because of my lack of effort per se. Some of them I feel like it was sort of like an organic
drift
that happens sometimes when growing up, but others I feel like there was effort but the effort may have not been reciprocated. And one thing about me is that I'm not gonna beg for somebody, like,
you're not, if there's no reciprocation, you're not appreciated, you're not gonna,
it's just sort of like, okay, we can just be like friends but from a distance rather than what we had. Consider it's because of like in consideration of what we had while we were at school, which is sort of like, oh, but
how old do you,
what about yourself?
Yeah, so I have had friendships that have like broken up. Because I think natural drifting in life, but also just changing in maturity.
When do you feel most lonely?
I haven't felt lonely in a minute.
Okay.
Because I've got a lot of family and friends that are like in my life. I haven't been allowed to, like, there's only small like nuggets. Moments, but I don't feel lonely at all.
Yeah, same. I have been alone for quite a while, and I do like my alone time in my room, but I have never felt
lonely. That's true. Being alone but not lonely, that's very true.
Because I got the Holy Spirit with me.
Amen. Oh no, I disagree, like, wholeheartedly.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I realise I like being with people, for sure. But then I get overstimulated, I'm like, I just want to go home.
And then you get quiet.
And then I'll get quiet, and then I'm like, okay, I feel lonely again. And then it's just like a vicious cycle.
Also, I feel like you're a mixture of extroversion and introversion.
Yeah,
I'm heavy on that extroversion.
I've got a question though. You do solo travelling, so you will be alone for like quite a while.
But you talk with so many people. And so there's no expectations with these guys.
Do you get overstimulated by them?
Very easily. That's why I'm so comfortable just walking away and doing my own thing. Because you're solo travelling.
Fairs.
Yeah.
But okay, like, dealing with the loneliness side.
Yeah.
How would one...
Like, what would you advise someone? That's what I was going to say. Or, like, I listen to podcasts, or, like, I go to the gym.
But, like, feeling lonely, is that because you miss companionship from a significant other?
More that, yeah.
Okay, but within yourself, are you comfortable being alone?
Of course.
I really think you are.
Okay. Like within myself, of course. Fine. If I wasn't, that'd be a very sad story. But I remember, like, when I had the heartbreak, I thought I wasn't comfortable with myself for a long time.
Yeah, that was because
you had a long time of being with someone.
Yeah, that one was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Adjusting to being with someone 24/7. I know I didn't live with them, but
still.
Yeah, seeing them almost every other day.
Was it the same length as mine?
3 or 4 years.
Yeah, roughly the same length, yeah.
And then to not have any sort of communication at all.
It's crazy.
Adjusting was hard.
Yeah.
And then I guess also you'd see them at certain events, so it's also like you almost get like a physical flashback because of their presence.
Oh,
so side note, I've remembered. I do. There's points where I do feel lonely when I'm driving, like when I would do certain trips in my car by myself. I'd have to have the podcast playing because we said podcast. I would have to have a podcast playing.
So you feel like there's other voices.
Not even other voices, but it's just like. So I like I guess would be hyper aware of the fact that I'm like by myself. But then like when I'd get into London, for example, I'd be fine because of the bustlingness of London. But because there's so much M-way, it would just be like, oh, you know. So especially if I'd be driving in the early hours of the morning, or you know, that would feel like, well, like I need a voice there to just feel like I'm not by myself. So I guess in that moment it's more alone. Being said to be alone versus
lonely.
But when I'm in my room, in my space, I'm good.
The other day I was making myself laugh, like I was cracking in.
What does meaningful friendship look like to you?
A meaningful friendship is a friendship that is based off the foundation of love. One that you're able to grow together. No judgment, of course, is involved.
But healthy criticism, I do think.
Constructive criticism.
And like you're saying, allowing for the space to grow and not expecting. Because in the same way, we've had friends from when we were young to now. But it's like we're still just as close to them because even in their points of growth, we accepted them for their changes. And, you know,
allowed for the, loyalty within the friendship.
Understanding and feeling understood.
Felt, seen and heard. Yeah, what about you?
I get easily like annoyed, but that's just like a me thing. So it's like
I think it might be like sister in you.
I think like like no one, like I say this all the time to Lerato, no one makes me belly laugh, but I just think my banter is quite crude. So it's like some of them make me laugh. Okay, but Lerato. But like
different friends bring different like values or different qualities to the friendship.
Yeah,
like, some people can be a funny friend, some people can be the emotional one, some people can be the stern one.
Yeah, but then you know me, I always think life isn't that serious, so I don't think I'm that.
I just love emotions. Laughing to be fair,
that's the thing, like that's why makes me belly laugh. But we better love our bad things. Her banter is quite bad, like mine.
Great.
So it's nice. But okay. Do you find it easy or hard to make new friends as an adult?
I actually had this conversation with my friends in Tenerife. They actually said to me that I said to them, I think I'm very sociable. And they were like, you are sociable, but you're also not at the same time. I was like, interesting, because they see how I interact from an outside perspective, but I thought that I interact very like socially and differently. So making friends, I think, I can be very welcoming and sociable, but I think creating that friendship that will be like long lasting is probably quite hard. Unless I get on with you like that and I feel like there's no awkward tension or awkwardness. Like from the very first interaction, we're just like hitting it off. I think that's when I make friendships easy.
That's good. I feel like I'm similar in the way like making new friends now, I feel like I hit it off well with people and like I can bounce off people because I'm like, not like I'm performing, but it's like I'm consciously telling myself like, okay, we're going to talk to people, we're going to interact with people. But like Cinta said, to then like maintain that friendship, and that's not to say from like a lack of whatever, like doing what it needs to take to have a friendship. It's like I don't know if I've seen them enough or I don't know if that's a word. It's just sort of
It's kind of annoying. Like
work friends, for example. Like I could have work friends, and then when we're at work, we can kiki, we can da da da. But like, I don't know to then take that friendship.
Call you, text you outside of work.
Yeah, because I think
Knowing the boundary of that friendship, but also
it's
like
the boundary. I just feel like it's never felt like organically happened. I want it to happen organically rather than feeling like by force.
Yeah, me too. I think I've learned how to separate friends with acquaintances. Not everybody's a friend, and I'm understanding the weight in the term, the word friendship.
It actually does carry a lot of weight.
It does.
A friend, and I feel like I've seen on social media a lot of the times some people will be complaining about certain things about friendship, but then a lot of people in the comments or other people will be making videos saying that really and truly that is what a friendship is, the way you show up for your friends or the way you like are there for your friends or just do certain things that you would do because that's what's expected of in a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I guess some people would then perceive that as being like they're in a relationship with that person, like a romantic relationship, but that's not necessarily the case. I feel like some aspects can feel like it's blurred between a friendship and like more than a friendship, obviously like not in that way, but
yeah,
there's a lot of similarities that exist because really and truly, like many people know, a friendship breakup is a lot worse
than a romantic relationship
yeah. breakup.
Jesus says in the Bible, a friend is one that lays down his life for another. So if that's the kind of weight behind a friend, you can't call everyone your friend.
Mm.
Also says in Proverbs, a friend is loyal, but a brother is there during adversities. So I think for them to coexist in the same sentence, we know that a friend is always loyal, and despite ups and downs, they're always going to be there. So again, if your friend, if you review your friends, and they're not in part of that, maybe they're not your friend and they're your acquaintance.
Mm. That's true.
Do you prefer to be alone or do you wish you had more connections?
I'm an introvert, so sometimes, not sometimes, a lot of times my social battery like drains out a lot, so having more connections would require a lot of social activity, so it may be. But then I would want connections of like substance. Those type of connections of substance never, to me anyway, aren't ever draining. They always feel like they're fulfilling in some sense. I feel like both people in that connection are getting energized rather than depleted. Mm. Like,
I like to be alone.
I hear it. Okay.
What's something you wish more people understood about you?
That I'm sensitive.
What do you mean? Like, in the sense of they can't take the piss out of you because you'll get annoyed? Or is it like...
No, I think I'm quite good with, like, piss taking and bags
up. Okay, cool.
But I think it's more so in, like, probably things that you probably see as less serious. Mm. I take serious.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of an example. I don't know.
For me, it's cleanliness.
Cleanliness.
Hygiene.
That one's
everyone should take hygiene very seriously.
Yeah, of course. But sensitive in terms of, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example. Yeah, I think more so, I don't know. Let's say you came into my room and then I see you look at my bed in a certain way, but you don't say anything.
Mm.
Oh, I'm going to get upset.
Okay, first.
Okay. I just think I'll be slightly crying in the corner like someone like... Now I'm thinking of younger you though, like, because you're thinking like, just sit silently, you like, just
okay,
cry.
Okay, fairs, like she treats my clothes dirty, then she thinks I'm dirty, like, yeah. What about you?
What was the question again? Something you wish more people understood about you?
I feel like I've said it 50 times, I feel like you guys know this about me, but even, I don't know, maybe when you see me on here, that like, I'm really truly a shy person, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, my sister can vouch for me, like, I don't want to say the A word, but...
What do you mean, A word?
Anxiety.
Oh.
Like...
Don't say it.
It's actually so bad, but... I've, like, learned to live with being shy and, like, putting myself out there. And it's just... It's actually so bad. It's so, so bad, but... You know?
Do you have to... what would be the correct term? Like, big yourself up before you have to interact with... people, like, what level of
chance? You know what, I wouldn't say, it depends on the context of meeting people. Like, if I'm meeting people at work, because I know it's in a work setting, I may feel a bit like shy about it, but like it's, I feel like it comes a lot more easier because I know the context in which I'm in, versus if it was more like a social
mm-hmm.
setting where there's like new people, like a bunch of people that know each other and I like don't know them, or like going on the underground where it's like full of people, or not even full of people, like I don't know, like the lights on the overgrounds, the underground, it's just the way my heart starts racing.
Really?
It's crazy. Like I try to like sing songs in my head that I know all the lyrics of so I can distract myself, but sometimes it don't work. So
wow.
Yeah, but like that's something that like I deal with, but it shows more in different contexts. In certain contexts, like with family, or sometimes with family I might get shy, but not really. But like work or family, not so much. But in other social settings, yeah.
How often do you take initiative in friendships?
I can do both.
Okay, first, you're gonna say.
I can definitely do that.
I feel like I do it like a fair amount, to yeah. be fair.
So, I say you do.
Yeah, that's it, guys. Nothing too crazy. We need to come next week with a book, and we will come next week with a book. We just need to decide. There's so many options we need to pick from, and we don't want to like end up in the same situation where like we don't finish through.
Did you end up finishing it?
No, this week I couldn't see hay fever in the daytime. I couldn't see, so I was popping them phenylphexidine, I was popping that and the ones that make you drowsy, because I actually just have to sleep away the pain and the suffering and the torture. But yeah, that's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for watching. We hope you enjoyed.
Please don't forget to like, share and subscribe, as we said earlier. I hope you subscribe by now.
For our audio listeners, please don't forget to give us
5 stars.
And leave us a cheeky review. You know, doesn't hurt no one. And yeah, don't forget to follow us at Years in Between on Instagram and
at Years in Between Pod on TikTok.
And don't forget to follow Jacinta at
Jacinta Jerry X.
And me at Loretta Maria _. Okay guys, see you next time.
Ciao.